So we decided we were going to write a Pac 218 song, and it's to the tune of Do Wah Diddy. So this is what we came up with. We are the Scouts of Cub Pac 218 singing. Now you know what's great? I didn't even have to teach that to you. And it's the same with your kids. If they've ever heard this in their life, Do Wah Diddy is an oatmeal melody. It sticks. Once you've heard it, it's in there. You'll never get rid of it again. Best little cub baby you have ever seen, sing it. Now this part gets a little trickier. It's a call and response. I sing something, you holler it back to me. So I'm going to go, we sing good.
Sing good.
And then I go, we sing loud.
Sing loud.
Now it gets really tricky because I'm going to go, sing good.
And you're sing gonna, loud.
Yeah, see, you got it. Okay. Now you got an unfair advantage because I gave you the answers to the test. I taught this to my kids and they didn't have a piece of paper in front of them. They had to figure it out for themselves. But the next part is really tricky because it's in four-part harmony. Now, the way we're going to do four-part harmony in here today, I've arranged the chairs very carefully in rows. We have one row right here. We have another one right here. We have another one right here. And another one right here. So here's what we're going to do. And you three people standing in the back, you can jump in wherever you please. Okay? So, after we go sing good, sing loud, Cub Scouting makes us proud, I'm going to go... Interesting. I found that if you divide groups up, you know what you want to do? Find a group that's got the most men in it and give them the high part. Right? Because, really, because if you give them the low part, there's always some guy who goes, oh, and then everybody else gets intimidated. You give the guys the high part, and it always sounds like, ah! And then the kids go, I can do that. It's easy, you know. So, and again, it's you got to be bad. You want to be so bad that the kids will sing loud just to drown you out. Now, there's one more part. We got the four parts that we did here. After we go, ah, ha, 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 the fifth part, you're going to make as much noise as humanly possible. Now, we do this with kids, and it registers on the Richter scale. I expect that as adults, you should be able to match that at least today. In fact, well, just to make matters a little more difficult, sir, will you take these sleigh bells, and when we get to the fifth part, your job is to shake them sleigh bells. Sir, grab that tambourine right off the front table there. And in a Cub Scout meeting, we have the kids make shakers at den meetings. You know, I mean, if you got a coffee can and some old nails, you got a shaker. Or some rice you want to put in there if you want a little more mellow sound. So when we get to that fifth ah part, I want everybody to make as much noise as possible, but watch me, and when you see me go like this, that means it's time to stop. All right? Everybody with me? We're going to sing the Pac 218 song together. Here we go. We are the Scouts of Cub Pac 218 singing. Hey, the best little Cub Pack you have ever seen. Sing it. We sing good.
Sing good.
Sing loud.
Sing loud.
We sing good.
Sing loud.
Cub Scouting makes us proud. Back out. Now, I'll let you in on a secret. You do that with kids, and most of them, about 95% of them, will stop on a dime when you give them the cutthroat signal, okay? But there will be one guy. When everybody else stops, he'll be standing there all by himself going, "Aah!" And all the other kids will look at him like... This song builds discipline in a perverse sort of way. Because it brings to bear that peer pressure that you want. That's how you get kids on your side. You can't tell them what to do, so you got to fool their peers into telling them what to do. All right? Now, you got to watch it, though, because if the kid who's still screaming is good, he'll get everybody else keep screaming and they won't stop, you know. So you got to watch for that. But I've had this work real well. Let's go to the second verse, just so everybody knows how this goes. This is our pack and this is our song singing. Not too bad. You're not 9-year-olds. But But you're pretty good. Not too bad. Not too bad. So you get the idea. Let's go over some of the key points we've made thus far.
Wouldn't it be cool if college had been like this?